Ephesians chapter number 1 tonight. Ephesians chapter number 1. If you have your place, stand with honor and reading of God's Word. I want to begin reading this evening, verse 3. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of grace He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him." We preached this morning for a little while on the same comforter. Amen. The comforter that we've always had from the portals of glory. Amen. It come from God Almighty. And we've seen that, and we read at the end of the service this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verses 3 and 4, about that comforter, that great comforter from heaven. I want to preach tonight just a little bit, if God will be my help, on this line, the same spiritual blessings. The same spiritual blessings. Just like we have the same comforter, amen, that's always there. The comfort that we have is the same comforter. He never changes, amen. He's the only comforter that come to us and comfort us like He does. It comes straight from the portals of glory. And so does that spiritual blessings that God gives us. Hey, it doesn't come from man. But the Bible said, Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He said those blessings that we receive, they're not just blessings, but they're spiritual blessings that we've seen in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we've seen what He's able to do for us. The Spirit that God has given in us and for us, praise God, to go ahead of us and give us the things that we need. The blessings that we receive from the portals of glory, God says they come. You might want to say they come direct from the Father's house. Those spiritual things that we get from the throne of grace, they come directly from the Father's house. I said this morning, He has an abundance, everything that we'll ever need. There's nothing you and I'll ever need or have need of that God ain't able to meet. Amen. There's nothing lacking in Him. There's nothing slack about Him. And because He is our Heavenly Father, praise God, He's there to minister the spiritual blessings of heaven to me and you. I don't know about you tonight, but that thrills my soul. I know that my Heavenly Father won't hold nothing back from me. Amen. He has that to give, amen, that I need, and He comes to meet my need. He desires to meet my need. And He said those blessings come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He made it possible. We better never belittle our Savior. We better always lift Him up and give Him praise for everything that God does for us. He said without Him, we can do nothing. I want to say without Him tonight, we'll have nothing. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, He opens up the portals of heaven and He gives us those special spiritual blessings from heaven, amen, at heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Boy, what a blessing it is to know that those blessings we have are in Christ Jesus. Amen, ain't you glad the blessings are in Him? You might expect that from the blesser, amen. When we have a blesser like Jesus who comes to bless us and help us, He comes to, hey, He's stood on the shores of Galilee when there was a need, and he fed 5,000. Amen. Glory be to God. At one time, with just a few loaves and a few fishes. Amen. He was there to bless because he was that blesser. He saw the people in need, and he saw them in want, and he come to satisfy that need and to fulfill that want. That's what he does tonight. That's what he will do for you and me, because he is that blessing giver. He gives us blessings on purpose. Amen. Hey, sometimes we don't even realize we need them, but he gives them anyway. He come by on purpose with a handful, praise God, just to minister to you and I from the portals of glory, just to show us something we might know, praise God, where our power comes from. Amen. I'm glad I know where my next meal comes from. I know where I can get my help. I know where I can be sustained. I know where I can get direction. And it comes from my Heavenly Father, praise God, from the portals of glory. Amen. Hey, from the Father's house, it comes down to me and you. Amen. Glory to God. He just opens the portals of glory up wide open to bless us and help us and pour out hope in abundance tonight. I'm glad I got hope. Thank you. Amen. Hope, that's faith with expectation. I have high expectations tonight. My Heavenly Father. Amen. Because He loves me. I know that. Amen. He's not only my comforter, but He's my spiritual blesser. Amen. He pours out in abundance from the Father's house those things that I need. And He said, we receive these things from in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're blessed in Christ Jesus. Amen. Spiritual blessing is in heavenly places in Christ. Where's those heavenly places at tonight? In the portals of glory, in the throne room of grace, where God Almighty is. I want to say in the Father's house. What a blessed place that is. I'm glad they is. Brother Robert, they is a Father's house. They is our Father's house. They's a place in the portals of glory where God Almighty reigns. Amen. He's still on the throne. It's His house. Amen. Nobody has control of it but Him. He controls His house. He lives in His house. He rules in His house. He's magnificent in His house. He loves in His house. Praise God. He does all that He does in His house. Amen. Praise God. Well, let me just say what God does for now. I just want to share something with you tonight. Do you realize that He rules from His house? But here on earth, He's created Him some houses. Jesus said they was houses of prayer. They was houses, praise God, where God would meet. Amen. He met in the tabernacles in the wilderness. He met in the temples of Jerusalem. Praise God. I'm glad in the age of the New Testament church, Brother Bill, that He meets right here with me and you. He tabernacles not only in this place, but He tabernacles in you and me. Amen. Glory be to God in this old tent. Oh, glory in this old tent of flesh. And I live in the blessed blesser from heaven. He comes down in tabernacles inside of me. He gives me spiritual blessings of the Father, from the Father's house. Amen. I don't know about you, that's pretty exciting. Amen. It's still the same as the way it's still the same as it's always been. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's lost its power. God ain't lost no power. God's still an almighty God. Amen. I said He's still an almighty God. Mighty in all His works and mighty in all His ways. But we see God a-moving, amen. We see the power of an almighty God. And He said that we're blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I got to thinking on that. Our blessings come from the Father's house. Amen. To us, come down to us, amen, from the same comforter, praise God. It comes through the same spiritual blesser, praise God, that's blessed us throughout the ages. That blessed my mama and my daddy, blessed my mama and papa down through the ages. I've told you a story that my grandpa Young, we was talking up there in an old oak tree one day and talking about the depression. He said they didn't even know that there was a depression. He said we never had much anyway, so we never had nothing to lose. Amen. But he said we had God. Amen. He was one of these that would laugh and cry at the same time. He said their life and cry and tell you about how good God was. He said, praise the Lord, He was there with us. He brought us through that thing. He said we didn't have much. He said, but we had glory. He said we had God. Amen. Hey, you get God, you got it all. Amen. Praise God. You get the spiritual blesser. Amen. Comes from the throne of grace. Amen. Down to you and I. Amen. He said those blessings come through the Lord Jesus Christ. The blessings are in Him. Not only those blessings in Him, He said we're chosen in Him. Amen. Praise God. That spiritual blessing that comes down from heaven, amen, is in Lord Jesus Christ. And He said we're chosen in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says according as He hath chosen us in Him. In who? In Jesus. He said before the foundation of the world. Amen. Before the foundation, before this thing was ever set up, we were chosen in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was made available for you and I. Those spiritual blessings from the portals of glory were brought down to you and I so that we could be partakers with the God of heaven, with our Heavenly Father, and we might know Him and the free pardon of sin in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be saved and know it this evening. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved and I know it. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I'm blessed in Christ. Amen. I'm glad I'm chosen today in Christ. Ain't you? Praise God. He said we should be holy without blame before Him in love. He said, I'm glad I'm loved in Christ. I'm glad I love Him and He loves me. You know, preacher, I don't know if I love Jesus or not. You're still lost. Amen. If you ever get saved, praise God, you'll love the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll love Him for what He did for you on the cross of Calvary. You'll love Him for what He's able to do in this world in which we live. You'll love Him because what you feel down in your soul. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You want to tell it because there's something that's alive down in you. Praise the Lord. We made holy in Him. Amen. We love it. We've been we loved in Him, praise God, and we've been made holy in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that better part of me and you. Amen? He's that that gives us, praise God, because there was a change that took place in our life. You remember when change took place in your life? Amen. Praise God. That change didn't take place here. It didn't originate here. That change originated in the portals of glory. That change originated at the Father's house. The change originated when He sent His only begotten Son to be the price of sin. And He come down here and He died for your sins and mine. He come and took upon Himself the robe of flesh. Amen. And took upon Himself the sins of the world. Your sin and mine. Hung on the cross of Calvary and died for your sin and my sin. Amen. Got up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. So that you and I could get up too. Amen. I'm talking about spiritual blessings from the Father's house. I'm talking about those spiritual blessings, those same spiritual blessings from the same spiritual blesser. Praise God, it comes to me and you. The change that we see, praise God. He said that we've been predestined us into adoption. Amen. We've been adopted in Christ. Amen. Not only been blessed in Him, not only been chosen in Him, not only have we been made holy in Him. Amen. But we've been adopted in Christ. Praise God. He adopted us. He took us in when nobody else wanted us. Amen? When nobody else wanted you, nobody else wanted me, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ, He adopted us. He took us in. He took us and He claimed us as His own. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm not worthy of that. Amen? I wouldn't have given a plug nickel for me. I'm just being honest. Amen? You wouldn't have given a plug nickel for me either. Amen. You just be honest. You say, amen, preacher. I wouldn't want you either. But thank God, the Father in heaven, amen. That same spiritual blesser that, praise God, that sent Jesus Christ to die for my sins and yours, praise God, is the same spiritual blesser that adopted me, took me into the family of God. Amen. You realize tonight you've been adopted? Amen. Praise God. You belong to the great authority tonight. To the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God, we've been adopted in His house. Praise God, change took place. God's grace and His mercy was bestowed upon us. And we've seen the power of an almighty God in the adoption process. Amen, that He might one day put us up on display as His, through His grace and through His mercy. Amen, for His glory, that He might see us where He'd have us to be, seated. Amen. In the portals of glory with the Lord and with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you imagine yourself and around the throne of grace? Amen. Not as a spectator, but part of it. Amen. part of the glory of God. Amen. As it's manifest and we see His power. Praise God. We see the hand of God that's a moving. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why we need that? Because in Ephesians 2, He said we were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. That's where we were. Amen. We were dead in trespasses and sins. And He said, the Bible says in Romans, He said the wages of sin is death. I remember a time, Brother Bill, when I was signed up to draw that wage. And can you? Amen. Can you remember a time when you were signed up to draw that wage of death? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you realize, amen, it wasn't going to be long before you had to draw the wage. Could be today, could be tomorrow. But I thank God that through the marvelous grace of God, through that thing, spiritual blesser, praise God, and sent down a blessing from heaven, that through it you and I might be saved and birthed into the family of God. Amen. I'm glad for that new birth tonight. Amen. I'm glad I've been born again. I'm not the same person. Hey, listen, I'm not who I'm going to be, but I'm not who I used to be. Amen. I'm glad God helps me every day of my life, Brother Jeff. He's drawing me closer to Himself. And I pray every day, oh, Lord God, help me to be drawn. Help me to be drawn, God. Help me be drawn, Lord, closer to You, more like You. Help me be drawn to the Lord, Jesus Christ. Help me be drawn by the Spirit of God and the spiritual blesser. Help me be drawn, praise God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I might come alongside Him. He might come alongside me, even for His glory. Every day I pray, God, help me get just a little bit closer. Amen. Help me get just a little bit closer. Lord, every day I say, Lord, help me just to be a little bit more like You today. Amen. Help me be a little bit more like You. Believing, trusting in the Lord. Adopted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Accepted, Bible says, verse 6, in the Beloved. Amen. I'm glad I'm accepted in the blood, ain't you? I'm accepted. Amen. God made an exception and He accepted me, praise God. When I asked Him to forgive me of my sins and come into my, and allowed Him to be the Lord of my life, come into my heart. He lives inside me. Isaiah, the Spirit of God in you. Amen. Amen. Do you let Him have His right of way? You let Him, praise God, you ask Him, God, do you ask the Lord that His Spirit would abide in you and show you the right way? And there's a way that people's living, praise God, it ain't the right way. You try to tell them the right way according to the Word of God and they get mad, puff up at you. They pout and go to the house and you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen? But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God. If you'll just listen, if we'll just listen and live for Him, praise God, and allow Him to be our Lord and our Savior and guide us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, it's a path that's right, praise God. It'll lead you to the right places. You know why there's so many people going the wrong way, praise God? They're being led by the wrong spirit. We get led by being led by the spirit of this flesh. It'll lead us off down in a pit somewhere and leave us. But there's a spirit of righteousness, praise God, that'll lead us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake and take us to where we need to be. That change takes place when we realize God Almighty has accepted us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's offered us in Christ Jesus. Verse 7 says He's offered us redemption and forgiveness in Christ. Where do we find redemption? Amen. Where do we find forgiveness? You hunt all over this world. You won't find redemption in the world. You won't find forgiveness in the world in many places. Hello? Amen. Hey, listen, we live in a world, praise God, if you do something wrong, people won't ever forgive you. They got it like luggage, praise God, and they'll carry that thing around with them everywhere to go. I remember what you did. Amen. I remember 1947, I remember. This is 2019. Amen. Time to let it go. Amen. Amen. Let it go. Let God, praise God. Glory to God. Get a hold of each other around the neck. Love each other up. Praise God. Put that behind you, amen, for God's glory. And go forward, praise God, for the Lord. Amen. Redemption and forgiveness is in Christ Jesus, praise God. He said, in whom we have redemption. It's that same one that was put us in the Beloved. Amen. In whom we have redemption through His blood. How do we get redemption? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God, is the Redeemer of men. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Without the shedding of blood, there's no getting rid of sin. But thanks be to God, He was a Savior that come. Amen. From the Father's house, praise God, that same spiritual blesser came down to where we was, shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. He didn't shed just a little bit of it. Amen. He shed it all. Amen. He shed all of His blood. For me and you. Praise God. He offers redemption. He offered us forgiveness in Christ Jesus. That's the only way we'll get it tonight. That's the only way it's made available is redemption and forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you get it here in this world? Praise God. When you love the Lord Jesus Christ and you ask Him to forgive you of your sins. Amen. You ask somebody to forgive you of their sins. Amen. If you've wronged somebody, praise God, just go tell them to ask them to forgive you. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't do that at all. I know it. That's why we carry around luggage. That's why we still toting it around under arm 50 years later. Amen? Praise God, it's a burden on you. It makes one arm longer than the other. Draws you sideways. Amen? Praise God, but it's a whole lot easier just to forsake it. Hey, you know, ask somebody to forgive you. Praise the Lord. If I know I've offended somebody, hurt somebody, praise God, I just go to you and ask you to forgive me. Amen? That don't hurt my feelings to ask you to forgive me. Amen? It shouldn't yours. We're Christians. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Redemption and forgiveness has been made available in Lord Jesus Christ, and we are to have a forgiving spirit. Because we've been redeemed. We've been bought by a price. He said, well, preacher, I just don't know about all that. Why? Because God says here in verse 8 that He's given us wisdom to be able to do that. Amen. He said, where He hath bound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. He said, God, He said, wisdom in Lord Jesus Christ to help us to do that's right. Amen. Even when the flesh don't want to. Amen. The flesh don't want to. I guarantee it. The flesh will never want you to do anything, amen, that's going to put you in a spot to where you have to ask somebody to forgive you. I just go one further than that. The flesh will probably not ever get a place where you go, a place where you can tell when you go somebody, praise God, and tell them that you love them. Amen? But I tell you, not from behind this pulpit, praise God, I love each and every one of you. I thank God for every one of you. I count you as my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love every one of you with all my heart. Amen. Amen. I do. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen. I'm blessed to have you as my spiritual family. Amen. Thank God for you. God put us together. God put you in my life, and I thank Him for that. I praise Him every day. I pray, I say, Lord, I thank You for my church family. What a blessing they are. Amen. I thank God that we're here. We're here for each other, praise God. Because God's given us wisdom in Christ Jesus to move ahead for His glory. All this, praise God, because of what God, what's taking place, what's took place in the Father's house, praise God, and the Spirit, the same spiritual blessing, the same spiritual blesser, praise God, is still blessing us because He can. We're receiving blessings from heaven. Amen. Praise God today because God is looking down upon us and He sees us where we are. He said, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. He said, the will of God is being fulfilled. How? Where? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we're ever going to find the will of God, we'll find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. The spiritual blesser, praise God, will bless us in Christ Jesus. That's where the blessings is. That's where the blessings come from. That's where the blessings are staged for you and me. That we can attain to them in the days and hours we live. Praise God. It's not as dark as we think because there's a mighty light shining out of the darkness. And that light is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's there to shine. Praise God. He's there to shine brighter than He's ever shone before. And all we got to do is realize that blessing, that light is coming from the throne of grace down to me and you, praise God. He said that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all in Christ. Where are we going to gather up one day in a little while, Brother Austin? We're going to gather up in the Lord. Amen. The only way we can gather up is to gather up in Christ Jesus. Praise God. He said one day in a little while at the dispensation of the fullness of the times. He praised God. He said at the end, He said we'll gather. He'll gather us up, gather us together, gather us for His glory, gather all things up in Jesus Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in Him. Amen. He said, what's it going to, He said the same spiritual blessings that God offered in the very beginning. God said He had finished with at the end when He drawed, when He gathered everything up in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to gather it up, gather it unto Himself. One day, children, we're going to be gathered up. It's going to be a harvest time. Amen. There's going to be a harvest time. There's going to be a time of gathering. And God's going to swoop down and praise God, and He's going to gather us up and call us home to be with Him. Why? Because this Father, in the Father's house, a spiritual blesser, amen, He's still got a plan. He's still got a purpose because He's still the Almighty God. And His plan and the purpose is to bring me and you to where He is so we might be Him in one. Amen. That's what God's plan is for us. That's what purpose of God tonight. That's what He purposed in Himself to do for you and I. To bring us to a place where we can come together for His glory. But you know what? I'm glad we can do that today. I'm glad we've done that today. I'm glad that God's given us a place where we can come together. And the spiritual blesser, the same spiritual blesser, the same spiritual blessings that's been poured out, amen, in ages gone, praise God, is the same spiritual blessing God pours out on me and you. The same blessings He gives us, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All my faith and all my hope is in Him. Amen. I don't have no hope inside myself. I know I'm not, I don't have a whole lot myself, but praise God, I'm glad I have everything in my Savior. It's all in Christ Jesus, praise God. Everything Paul says, in the Galatians, he said, you know, it's about what we need to do and the focus that we need to have. But Ephesians, he said, hey, it's just about a God that's wanting to bless His people. Amen. Wanting to bless His people. He's wanting to give them that He's wanting to give them that for, in Christ Jesus that'll make them whole. That'll make us complete. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I don't want to run here half empty and half full, praise God. I want to be full. I want to be in Christ Jesus, praise God, for His glory. Amen. I want to be blessed. I want to be chosen. I want to be adopted. I want to be accepted and I want to be redeemed. I want to be sinless, forgiven. Amen. And I want to have the wisdom of Christ in my heart to help me along the way. What about you? Man, what do you need from the Lord? I need all those things. Amen. I need to be sealed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sealed up, praise God, realizing that it's Him. It's not me, but it's Christ Jesus, my Savior, that's made the difference. My hope is in Him. Amen. Amen. Glory to His name. Hope of glory. Hope of heaven. Entering into that place, going to that place that He's gone to prepare for you and me. And one day in just a little while, we're going. Just as sure as I'm standing here tonight, one day in a little while, we're going to leave out of here. Amen. We're going to leave out of here, praise God. And it's because of that spiritual blessing, because of those spiritual blessings that we've received from the throne of grace. They've come from the Father's house. Amen. Who's your Father tonight? Our Heavenly Father. He's the only Father, amen, praise God, that can see us through this thing and bring us out victorious over everything we'll face in this world. Amen. Come out here with a shout and not a pout. And just rejoicing and praising God for all that He's done for you and me. And He's not finished yet. Amen. He's not finished. Not by a long shot. He's still working on me. He's still working on you. He's still giving us the spiritual blessings. He's still the spiritual blesser to bless us all the way along the way for His glory. Amen.